Welcome back, 538, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now is Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a Washington Times columnist. In today's Washington Times, he has a piece entitled Overplaying the Hate Card, and he joins me now. Bob, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm not feeling a bit hateful, Andy.
You know, I read your commentary today. I thought it was fantastic. There really should be an award show for liberal hysteria, but who would win? We have so many candidates.
That's true. Barbara Lee is just the latest.
Now,
I was going to say,
I don't know if people know of exactly Barbara Lee and what she said, but I want to play just a little bit to give people an idea. Okay, here we go.
Trayvon was hunted down like a rabid dog. He was shot in the street. He was racially profiled.
There you go.
Wow. You know, I hadn't heard that. I'd read the comments, and I also included in my column said that she blamed his death on the, quote, powerful gun lobby, racial profiling, and hate crimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's in her press release on her website. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. If you brought this into every criminal case out there, you'd be blaming everybody but the people involved. I mean, the whole idea is shifting the blame to society itself and the gun lobby, because people believe that there's a right to self-defense and individual gun ownership. What they're doing is making hay on a tragedy. This was definitely a tragedy, and this poor guy winds up dead. We don't know what happened, but there are people who are profiting from this in ungodly ways, and I think they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. I often ask myself the question, what happened to due process? I mean, Zimmerman has been tried and convicted already. We're hoping, obviously, that with all the attention called to this, that there will be a more thorough investigation, if there hasn't already been. We don't even know what took place, and people like Barbara Lee and Maxine Waters and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and the list goes on and on, they've got this man convicted already.
They do, and they got people upset, not rioting, but they're marching in the streets, and they're hinting. In fact, Al Sharpton was saying, you know, I forget the exact language
escalate.
He used.
Escalate.
Yeah, escalate. That's mm-hmm. right, escalate. What do you escalate from a protest march except, he said civil disobedience, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's fine. We have a history of that. But we also have a history of violence when people are incited to riot. And you know, if there is violence, it didn't have to be. And I'm wondering, Andy, why it took so long for facts to come out of this case. I know that prosecutors often don't want to jeopardize their case by releasing information that may come up in court later as prematurely released. But given the odds that race hustlers like Al Sharpton would make hay out of this, you'd think they could have released any exculpatory evidence showing that George Zimmerman did act in self-defense, if they weren't going to arrest him. You know, he's still not been arrested, so they know something we don't.
You're absolutely right. And then we get an organization like NBC News, who has some explaining to do for editing the 911 call to make Zimmerman look, you know, like a racist.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that tape, but they should be called on the carpet. Some of the networks have been editing tapes to make a stronger story, a more explosive story. We don't have a journalism council, and I hope we never do. Canada has one, and I guess Britain has one, and they look into egregious violations of press ethics. This cries out for that, but. You know, I'm a First Amendment guy. I'm glad we don't have a press council like that.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that Zimmerman was first proclaimed white, then Hispanic, and now the press has labeled him white Hispanic?
They have been heavily invested in the whole racial aspect of this from day one. And, of course, they ignore all the other violence occurring in our cities every day that occur between people of different races, a lot of black-on-black violence. That doesn't seem to be important if a 17-year-old kid gets gunned down in D.C. or Baltimore by another black teenager or black man. That doesn't interest them. It's this. They want to bring a racial aspect to the front so they can make political soup out of it. And it's you know, this white Hispanic stuff, this is the first I've heard that term used.
Yeah.
Usually people are Hispanics, and they might be black or white. They may have some Asian in them. But to make it deliberately a white Hispanic, you'd have to say the president is a white African-American.
Yeah.
You never see that used. He has one white parent and, of course, grandparents who are white. I mean, and yet it's so clearly racially organized and made to incite, made to get people angry. And I think it's a shame that they're driving the races apart, because what this will do to African Americans is say, my gosh, we can't get justice even today in the 21st century. We still are denied justice. We should be resentful. And whites will say, my goodness, they're buying into this, and we're being blamed for everything, even if we aren't racist ourselves. It's America is being charged and is in the dock again for racism because of this one incident. And you know, it seems as if you were trying to divide America into racial groups, this couldn't be a better recipe.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do. Do you believe this liberal charade, though, will finally go away, that more Americans are seeing through it?
Well, I've said that hopefully in my column, that and I listed a number of other incidents recently, like the Southern Poverty Law Center going after Eugene Delgadio, who's a Loudoun County commissioner, proclaiming his group, Public Advocate of the United States, a hate group. And that's because Eugene Delgadio is against the gay political agenda. And they've done this to the Family Research Council and Coral Ridge Ministries, with whom I used to work for, and any number of other groups that are mainline Christian organizations that just have traditional morality as their basis. So I think the Southern Poverty Law Center, which also does creditable work, you know, tracking skinheads and neo-Nazis and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody ought to do that. But to take groups with which you disagree on a key issue and say they're now hate groups is just so over the top, I think they're destroying their credibility.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Always good to talk to you, Bob. I appreciate you joining me this afternoon. Folks, if you haven't read it yet, please check it out. It's called Overplaying the Hate Card by Robert Knight. We'll talk again. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Andy.
See ya. 5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.